Prince George is the new crime capital of Canada, at least according to Maclean's magazine's annual crime ranking. Betsy Trumpener explains.
It's a dubious honor. Maclean's magazine has crowned Prince George the most dangerous city in Canada. Leslie Smith speaks for the city's RCMP.
We are number one. Definitely our crime rates have increased.
Maclean's blames those crime numbers on a complex combination of unemployment, abuse, and addiction. Constable Smith blames gangs.
We haven't kept that a secret. We know that the gangs have increased.
But Smith is optimistic Prince George won't be Canada's crime capital for long.
We have had so many successes. Huge marijuana grow operations have been taken down. Hundreds of charges have been laid. And we are definitely on top of this. It's all success stories.
That's news to people on the streets of Prince George.
Go downtown, you'll find drugs, crackheads, prostitutes. Look at the crime rate, it's worse than Vancouver.
I'm scared to even just walk around.
This city has witnessed gang slayings, women disappearing, and violent home invasions. But now, obviously stung by Maclean's assessment, the city's mayor and RCMP brass held a press conference today to respond. Betsy Trumpener, CBC News, Prince George.
7:15, you're listening to Daybreak in Kitimat at 101.1 FM and Prince George at 91.5 FM. Prince George is number one, but not in a good way. Maclean's magazine has dubbed it the most dangerous city in all of Canada in its annual crime survey. The magazine uses numbers from Statistics Canada to calculate this score. It looks at factors like homicide, sexual assault, and robbery to calculate results. Constable Leslie Smith speaks for the Prince George RCMP. She says the numbers can be attributed to drugs and an increase in gang activity.
We're seeing a shift. We're seeing the independent soldiers are slowly disintegrating, but yet the gang tight soldiers have increased. We have a number of drug addicts in Prince George, and unfortunately, it's because of that drug involvement and that addiction and the whole vicious cycle again that we have an increase in break and enters, robberies, and thefts. And so, again, to get back to the holistic approach, knowing that that's where this is all stemming from, I think we need to reach out to our support services and work collaboratively with the city on our youth, the prevention aspect of it, and the intervention aspect of it. We always need more help. Every detachment needs more help. And we want to stand as a community and say we're going to fight these gang members and hopefully get them out of our town.
Constable Leslie Smith of the Prince George RCMP addressing how police plan on tackling crime in what's being dubbed Canada's most dangerous city. Now, Prince George Mayor Dan Rogers also spoke on the issue. He says the city needs more resources to tackle gang activity.
Well, I think the reality is crime is everywhere in Canada. We live in a very safe country overall, but we cannot ignore the challenges we're facing, and we are not. This is a very serious matter. This is not something that we enjoy being up there, but we're not going to ignore the fact that we've seen the statistics and the increase because of the increased effort to tackle the gang activity, and my expectation is that will continue for the short period as we continue to deal with this very serious issue.
Prince George Mayor Dan Rogers reacting to the fact Maclean's magazine has dubbed Prince George the most dangerous city in Canada. Now, we heard from police, we've heard from the city. We also wanted to hear from residents. And Daybreak's Andrew Criata hit the streets of downtown Prince George to ask, how do you feel about living in Canada's most dangerous city?
I'm scared. Because you don't know anybody anymore. You don't know what's going to happen. And I have kids in their 20s, and I'm scared for them to even just walk around.
I think that's pretty true. Go downtown, you'll find out drugs, alcoholics, crackheads, prostitutes.
I disagree. Well, because I live here, and I don't see violence, and I don't know. It doesn't seem dangerous to me.
I don't think that would be true. I don't believe it's any more dangerous than, and in fact, probably even less than some of the bigger cities.
Well, just from the times that I've been downtown, I've seen a couple of fights and, yeah, just a couple of fights and stuff like that.
I'm not surprised because you have a combination of mental illness, drug addiction, and too much policing. Well, the problem with drug addiction is it should be treated as a disease instead of as a crime. And the way that the police have handled it is they've actually treated it as a crime.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town, so to me it is dangerous here. Kitimat's small, you know everyone, you can leave your doors unlocked, it's safe there. Here, it's not.
I don't think it's that bad. I live here. I've been here for, well, since 94. So, I mean, yeah, the crime is getting worse, and the kids are getting more violent, but it's not as bad as they make it out to be. A lot of stuff's happened in the last little while. They got to look somewhere.
Reaction from downtown Prince George to news that it's been dubbed Canada's most dangerous city, and we'd like to hear from you. Perhaps you're a longtime resident that's been there for decades. Has Prince George really become the nation's most dangerous city? Perhaps you're a newcomer from a different locale. Do you feel safe? Call our listener line with your thoughts, your feelings.